So it's time now to meet our competitor today, Elliot Hampton, the extremely humble radio magician. How you doing, Elliot?
Hey, guys. What's going on?
You got some magic for us?
Thanks for coming in, man. We appreciate you having me in. It's hard to get a gig these days. Thanks.
We appreciate you coming in here.
No, I appreciate it. I hope I'm good. I don't know, though.
You got some tricks for us, Elliot?
Yeah. They're not that good, but I'll give it a shot.
Don't be so hard on yourself. Let's see what you got.
All right, cool. For my first trick, what I'm going to do is I'm going to remove my hand and then right at the wrist, and then I'm going to throw my hand around the studio like a boomerang.
No way.
Yeah, watch. All right, here it goes. Now, don't laugh, and don't try this at home, okay? Say the magic words, Copperfield's a fag. There you go. Ta-da.
Oh, my God.
How about that?
That was unbelievable.
My God. That's unbelievable, dude.
Yeah. Thank you, Chuck. I appreciate that. Yeah, it's just magic, though. It's not a big deal, you know? No big deal.
All right, you got another trick, Elliot?
Yeah. But this one my parents get a real kick out of. I got all sorts of tricks. I really do.
All right. Well, let's see it. Come on.
All right, I hope you like it. You ever seen a magician pull a rabbit out of a hat, man?
Sure, everybody's seen that.
Yeah. That's a staple. have you ever seen a magician pull Eddie Rabbit out of his hat?
No.
Say the magic words, Copperfield's a fag, and ta-da!
Oh, my God.
Elliot, that looks real.
Oh, it is, man. It's real.
Who is that?
Eddie Rabbit. As I said, it's Eddie Rabbit. I told you it was going to be Eddie Rabbit. I was pulling Eddie Rabbit out of a hat.
That's gross.
Well, he's dead, you know? I mean, what'd you expect? I don't know what you're thinking.
In the words of Jack Buck, I can't believe what I just
said. Yeah, I know, Chuck. I'm with you, but it's not that big deal. It's, you know, it's pretty good. It's not great.
That is unbelievable.
No, it's good. It's all right. I guess. It's no big deal. You can learn that trick at any, magic book you find at Spencer's, really. Pull an Eddie Rabbit out of your hat.
I gotta say this. You're the best magician I've ever seen.
Oh, I'm all right. You know, nothing great. I know Siegfried and Roy. I gotta be honest with you guys. You flatter me.
All right, you got the big finale.
Oh,
anything else?
Oh, yeah. Watch this. The grand finale for my last trick, and please bear with me here. I'm going to make the studio walls disappear, man.
Yeah, right.
They're going to disappear. In a moment, you'll be broadcasting outdoors. I hope this works, all right? Say the magic words. Copperfield's a fag. Hey, what do you think of this out here?
Oh, wow.
Huh? Ta-da. How about this, huh?
Oh, I almost got hit by a car.
Where'd the walls go, for God's sake? Take us back, Elliot. Take us back.
You got it, man. I told you guys.
Oh.
Oh, shoot.
Wow.
I told you. It's all right. You know,
how on earth did you do that?
Well, it's magic, man. I do what I can. That's not that big a deal. It's all right.
That is absolutely crazy.
Yeah, well, thanks. I appreciate it. I hope it holds up.
We will see
if it
does.
It's just magic, man. It's not.
I've never seen anything like it.
It's not hocus pocus. It's just real magic, man.
All right, everybody. Give it up for...
You can learn these tricks at home, really. It's no big deal. You know, you make walls disappear and you bring them back. Take your wrist off, throw it around the room.
Ladies and gentlemen, please.
You can pick up an Eddie Rabbit hat anywhere. No big deal. Just pull Eddie Rabbit right out of your hat.
All right, give it up for Elliot Hampton, the extremely humble radio magician, everybody.
I appreciate it. Just any of the airtime I can get. Gigs are hard to come by.